TMA, mobile.
C4TMA, KB4CBA, how are you doing, Simon?
CBA, hey David, how are you doing?
I've been doing better if I can get this FT8 to work. It's not working today for some reason.
It's not working for you today? You're hitting this repeater just fine, so sounds like something else isn't working for you.
The FT8 on, you know, on my HF rig and my computer, I'm having a communication problem here somewhere.
Well, you're too far ahead of me on that. I haven't done any HF yet. I'm looking forward to getting my general at some point and tapping into that a bit more. And I was recently reminded by young Alexander that I've got some HF privileges with my, what do I have? I don't have general technician class license. Maybe I should try exploring that a little bit even before I get the general.
Yeah, I think you have some privileges on 10 meters. I have to get the chart out here to see what it is because I don't remember.
Your privileges. Anyway, it's enough to remind me that I should maybe start trying that out either before or after doing the general, but I'll have to get around to it at some point. But tell me this, do you do anything in the 440 range in this area? Is there really any activity up in the 440s? I know there's one repeater, I think the Greer Club. I think it's the Greer Club that has a 440 repeater linked to their VHF, or maybe it's the, actually, I may be thinking of the SC Hart. Either way, I know really of only one around here. Yeah, do you know of any traffic, any activity in the 440s?
Well, I don't scan 440. I have a dual bander in my car, so ICOM 2730, and I've got a ton of 440 frequencies programmed in. I leave mine on 442.0 75 or 85, I can't remember. And it's got real good coverage, and I rarely hear anybody on there. You know, it definitely needs to be used more.
I was just wondering if I was missing anything, but I'll throw my call out there sometime, see if we get any activity on there. Hey, tell me this. We were talking ages ago, and you mentioned that you used to live over in my neck of the woods off Augusta Road. I'm not making that up, am I? What intersection did you live off of right over here?
Lived off of West Ferris. If you get on West Ferris and head toward the hospital, there's a street, two streets before you get to the bridge down there at Brushy Creek. It's Moultrie Street. I used to live on 110 Moultrie Street.
Yeah, I'm on the other side of Augusta, but yeah, still pretty close. Unfortunately, I know exactly where you're talking about. I say unfortunately because we had a couple hospital trips for the kids last year. All was fine, but yeah, I have stressful memories of your neighborhood over there. But yeah, I gotcha. Okay, and where are you now, roughly?
We live in the Pheasant Ridge neighborhood in Taylor's. We're right off of Rutherford Road. Just before it intersects, dead ends into White Hampton.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm still relatively new to Greenville, so with COVID, I haven't gotten out too much, and I know my little neighborhood, and I work from home, so that's about it. but hey, let's take it back to HF for a minute. If I were to get into this any further, you got any recommendations for me if I'm looking for an HF rig? Any kind of features that I should just make sure, like common standard features I should be sure I have, or any brands or models that come to mind as just a good starter HF rig?
I've got an ICOM 7300, and you know, to me, it's a good starter and finisher. I mean, I'll never buy another one unless it's something just, you know, unless this thing just blows up and costs too much to get repaired. Because it's just great. It's got a, it covers 6 meters through 160, and it's already got the FT8. I think, can't remember what it's called, but it's already in the radio. You just have to plug. You just have to have a plug to go from there to your computer, and then now, of course, you have to have the software and the FT8 software on your computer. But it's a great radio. It's got a waterfall, shows you where the signals are, and it's got 100 watts, which is, you know, that's pretty normal for a HF rig. If you want to, you know, if you want more power, you need to get an amp.
Got it on the amp. All right. Well, no, I'm not even really shopping yet. I was just curious since you mentioned it. What I need to do is start finally getting on Wednesday nights to the swap net and hearing more about other equipment, because that's probably where I'd pick up the meeting if I did. But all right, I'm here. It was a short drive for me. Some of the destination, I'll have to say 73. But thanks for shouting back, and I look forward to the next time I catch you on the air. So this is KZ4TMA. I'll wait for your final, and then I'll be clear. All right, have a good one, David.
Hey, well, I'm looking at the band plan here that I think ARRL puts this out. Well, actually, this is printed by ICOM, and I got this 3 years ago, but I don't think it's changed. So you have privileges on 10 on CW from 28 to 28.3, and then 28.3 to 28.5, you have voice privileges on 10. You have CW on 15, 21.025 to 21.2, and
then it went to white noise for maybe the last, I don't know, 10 seconds of your transmission. But I heard most of it. And, yeah, that's about what I was thinking. And I've got that same table, actually. I think they stick it in the back of, I get, what's it called, on the air, one of the ARRL monthly or, you know, every other month magazines comes out. They always stick that in the back of each edition, so I'll check there. But thanks for pulling it up for me. And, but, yeah, I lost you at the very end there. But anyway, I'll have to run in here. So 73s again. KZ4 TMA clear.
Have a good evening. KZ4 TMA, KB4 CPA clear.